legs protruded from the back of his skull. If he reached up to touch the back of his head, he could feel the sharp points. There was no blood. The spikes gave him power. Everything was outlined in fine blue allomantic lines, highlighting the world. The room was of modest size, and several companions, also outlined in blue, the allomantic lines pointing at the metals contained in their very blood, stood with Marsh. Each one had spikes through his eyes. Each one, that is, except for the man tied to the table in front of him. Marsh smiled, taking a spike off of the table beside him, then hefting it. His prisoner wore no gag. That would have stopped the screams.
"Please,"
the prisoner whispered, trembling. Even a Terraceman steward would break down when confronted by his own violent death. The man struggled weakly. He was in a very awkward position, as he had been tied to the table on top of another person. The table had been designed that way, with depressions to allow for the body underneath.
"What is it you want?"
the terrace man asked.
"I can tell you no more about the Synod."
Marsh fingered the brass spike, feeling its tip. There was work to do, but he hesitated, relishing the pain and terror in the man's voice. Hesitated so that he could... Marsh grabbed control of his own mind. The room's scents lost their sweetness and instead reeked with the stench of blood and death. His joy turned to horror. His prisoner was a keeper of Terrace, a man who had worked his entire life for the good of others. Killing him would be not only a crime, but a tragedy. Marsh tried to take command, tried to force his arm up and around to grab the linchpin spike from his back. Its removal would kill him. Yet it was too strong. The Force. Somehow it had control over Marsh, and it needed him and the other Inquisitors to be its hands. It was free. Marsh could still feel it exulting in that. But something kept it from affecting the world too much by itself. An opposition, a force that lay over the land like a shield. It was not yet complete. It needed more. Something else, something hidden. And Marsh would find that something, bring it to his master. The master that Vin had freed. The entity that had been imprisoned within the Well of Ascension. It called itself Ruin. Marsh smiled as his prisoner began to cry. Then he stepped forward, raising the spike in his hand. He placed it against the whimpering man's chest. The spike would need to pierce the man's body, passing through the heart, then be driven into the body of the Inquisitor tied below. Hemallergy was a messy art. That was why it was so much fun. Marsh picked up a mallet and began to pound. Part 1. Legacy of the Survivor. I am unfortunately the hero of ages. 1. Fatrin squinted up at the red sun, which hid behind its perpetual screen of dark haze. Black ash fell lightly from the sky, as it did most days lately. The thick flakes fell straight, the air stagnant and hot, without even a hint of a breeze to lighten Fatrin's mood. He sighed, leaning back against the earthen bulwark, looking over the Titan. His town.
"How long?" he asked.
Druffle scratched his nose. His face was stained black with ash. He hadn't given much thought to hygiene lately. Of course, considering the stress of the last few months, Fatrin knew that he himself wasn't much to look at either.
"An hour, maybe," Druffle said, spitting into the dirt of the bulwark.
Fatrin sighed, staring up at the falling ash.
"Do you think it's true, Druffle? What people are saying?"
"What?"
Druffle asked.
"That the world is ending?"
Fatrin nodded.
"Don't know," Druffle said. "Don't really care."
"How can you say that?"
Druffle shrugged, scratching himself.
"Soon as the..."